Welcome back to Speaking with Carl Thornton Jr., where we are listening to America's Muslims. They were also asked whether each of eight actions and behaviors is an essential part of what being Muslim means to them, or an important but not essential part, or not an important part. 85% of Muslims say believing in God is essential to what being Muslim means to them. More than say the same about any other item in the survey. And nearly three quarters say loving the Prophet Muhammad is essential to what being Muslim means to them. 85% saying believing in God is essential to what being Muslim means to them. 75%, roughly 75%, say loving the Prophet Muhammad, the founder of Islam, is essential to what being Muslim means to them. Yet, many U.S. Muslims say that for them, personally, being Muslim is about more than these core religious beliefs. About 7 in 10 say working for justice and equality in society is an essential part of their Muslim identity. 7 in 10. So we're talking about roughly 70% of American Muslims say working for justice and equality in society is essential to the Muslim identity. Interesting that the Bible, in the Bible, God really pushes us, really urges us to work for justice in society, to make sure that fairness is the order of the day when it comes to wages, etc. 62% of American Muslims say that working to protect the environment is essential to what it means for them as a Muslim. And remember, I think it's in the book of Revelation, the Lord God says the day is coming when he will destroy those that destroy the earth. Whether they do that through warfare, where they're using military equipment that's destroying the earth, or other ways of destroying God's earth. And I do want to remind you, this entire earth belongs to God, not to us humans. The earth was here before we were here. And the earth was made by God. We were made by God. The one who made it owns it. 62% of American Muslims say working to protect the environment is essential to their Muslim identity. Only 22% of Christians, U.S. Christians, say protecting the environment is essential to their Christian identity. Knowing that God created this earth with its environment, only 22% of Christians say that protecting the environment is essential to their Christian identity. In other ways, though, U.S. Muslims look similar to U.S. Christians. On average, the two groups show roughly equal levels of religious commitment, of course, to two different religions, but religious commitment nevertheless. 65% of U.S. Muslims say religion is very important in their lives. 68% of Christians say that religion is very important in their lives. And this according to Pew's 2014 Religious Landscape Study. 43% of Muslim Americans say they attend a mosque on a weekly basis. And that's on par with the 45% of U.S. Christians who has described themselves as weekly churchgoers in recent surveys. Another 12% of U.S. Muslims say they go to a mosque monthly. 20% say they go to a mosque a few times a year, especially for important Muslim holidays. The survey also shows that 8 in 10 Muslim Americans say they fast during the Islamic holy month of Ramadan. 42% say they pray all five salah daily, with another 17% saying they make some of the five salah each day. And of course, the salah is a form of ritual prayer or observance performed throughout the day. And praying salah is one of the five pillars of Islam. How do American Muslims feel about homosexuality? Well, like the U.S. public as a whole, American Muslims have become much more accepting of homosexuality in recent years. In the first Pew Research Center survey of Muslims, which took place in 2007, far more Muslims said homosexuality should be discouraged by society. At that time, 61% of Muslims said homosexuality should be discouraged by society. Only 27% at that time said homosexuality should be accepted. But by 2011, Muslims were roughly evenly split on the question. Today, Muslims who say that homosexuality should be accepted by society outnumber those who say it should be discouraged. 52% of Muslims say homosexuality should be accepted nowadays, whereas only 33% say it should be discouraged. While Muslims remain somewhat more conservative than the general public on views toward homosexuality, they are more ideologically liberal than U.S. adults overall when it comes to immigration and the size of government. About 8 in 10 U.S. Muslims believe that immigrants strengthen the country with their hard work and talent, which is perhaps not surprising given that most Muslims are themselves immigrants. 67% of Muslim Americans say they prefer a larger government that provides more services over a smaller government that provides fewer services. That is interesting, in that it's interesting that the more services are provided, the more people are helped. The fewer the services, the fewer people are helped. That's the reason that we have a lot of politicians who want to reduce funding for the programs that help the middle class and the poor, because they know that the less the funding, the less the services. The fewer the services, the fewer, the less the help for those who really need it. We have a lot of Americans who are saying, look, we need to have government helping to fund the kinds of support services that many of our fellow citizens need. And a lot of people say, no, that's the church's responsibility. First of all, you have a huge amount of people who are churchgoers who don't want to help the poor. They support the politicians who push the policies that defund the programs that help America's needy citizens. And secondly, America's churches, I really don't think, have enough money, enough resources to provide the kind of assistance that America's citizens all across the country need. So, lack of resources, lack of will. It's not even practical to try to put the responsibility on America's churchgoers to provide the services that America's needy are in need of. Again, especially in light of the fact that many American churchgoers are strongly opposed to providing the assistance that is needed. On some other issues, the views of U.S. Muslims mirror those of the larger public. Like Americans overall, most Muslims rank being a good parent as one of the most important things in their lives. How many of you have had an opportunity to talk with Muslims? And you've had the opportunity to discover that it really is important to them to take good care of their children, that their children be experiencing good well-being. Most Muslims tend to rate having a successful career and living a very religious life as at least somewhat important, but not necessarily among the most important things in life. We'll be hearing more from America's Muslims. At some point, we'll be hearing more about the world's Muslims. And remember, many of America's Muslims come from various parts of the world. We're going to be hearing more from and about the Muslims. So be on the listen out. I'll be right back.